This is Jim Spiri. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's Sunday, May 27th, 2012. I'm in my neighborhood, Santa Fe Village on the west side of Albuquerque. I'm with a neighbor. Sir, please tell me your name.
Okay, my name is Chon Baca, and I met Jim. He is a neighbor. He's walking, he's taking one of his daily walks, and I was working on the car or doing something outside. I've got an old 69 Nova Supersport. And he stopped by and we chit-chatted, and turns out, you know, he does what he's doing, and I was a Navy veteran.
John, where did you grow up? And before we get going, how old are you?
I'm 64. I was actually born in Santa Fe, New Mexico, but I grew up in Albuquerque. Went to Highland High School and University of New Mexico. I graduated from there.
What year did you graduate from high school?
I hate to say it, but 1965, it would be pretty soon would be the 50-year anniversary.
So you graduated from Highland High School. They're the Hornets, right?
Right, yeah.
In 1965. That's going back a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, happy days.
Yeah. And what did you do after high school?
Well, I went to the University of New Mexico for a couple of years, and then things kind of were getting kind of thick in Vietnam, and we were getting drafted, and my number was close, and I finally went ahead and enlisted, and I joined the Navy. It's really strange. My dad was kind of one of the original members of the Army Air Force, basically what turned into the Air Force. I had uncles that were in the Navy, and I remember watching, you know, like Navy log in the 50s, and I don't know why, but I decided to join the Navy. I had a couple of friends also that joined the Navy, and ended up in Vietnam.
So what year exactly did you join the Navy?
It was August of 1967, and the following spring, I went to my A schools. I was electrician's mate in the Navy, and then I was assigned to Da Nang to riverboats in April.
Now, going back to August of 1967, I'm presuming you were about 20 years old at that time, or how old were you?
Exactly, I was 20 years old.
Okay, I would have been 11 years old. Now, you joined the Navy. Did you ever hear of a riverboat at that time?
You know, strangely enough, no, I hadn't. And I've been reading a little history, and it's crazy. The French were there since the end of World War II, and they had a strong presence of riverboats. Especially up in North Vietnam, where they did a lot of their fighting, and then they were trying to draw the Vietnamese, and it was actually General Giap and Ho Chi Minh into a decisive battle in Bien Bien Phu, and they were trying to trick them, I guess, into having this final battle, decisive battle, but it backfired on them. They got where they couldn't get any support. There wasn't any major rivers going over there, and the French had supplied a lot of their troops through riverboats at that time. I never knew that, you know, until after I came home. But
so you learned all about the history after the fact.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it was after the fact.
Well, let's flash back to what year is it that you actually got assigned to a riverboat, and then your first flight over into Vietnam.
That's strange you should ask about that, because the night before I left, my mom was feeling kind of bad that I was going to go to Vietnam. I took her to dinner, and I took her to see this movie. I don't know if a lot of you heard about it. It's called Sand Pebbles. It had Steve McQueen in it, and it was about riverboats in China. They were a little different. It was a little bigger. It was almost a ship. But I didn't know what the movie was really about, and here I was going to riverboats. And in the movie, Steve McQueen shows up in China by himself, and that's the way we went. You know, a lot of the Army units and Marine units, they went as a platoon or a company or whatever. But we went solo, and I landed in Da Nang. I went on an Air Force transport plane, and it's really strange. The Air Force on those transport planes put the seats in backwards, and it's there were no windows. They were basically to transport troops and stuff. And it's in case they had a crash, you were braced, you know, which is probably a good idea, you know. But anyway, I landed in Da Nang.
And what year was this, and what month, do you know?
Would have been the end of June of 1968. And I remember landing at dawn, I walked outside the plane. Like I said, we're solo, with a company or anything, and assigned to a riverboat of 6 to 8 people. I walked out of the plane, and the first thing I saw, and sadly enough, was a pile of aluminum caskets, and that's the first thing that really struck me. And of course, I had no idea if they were empty. I'm kind of thinking they were, because they were really piled up. And then we got on a transport ship that went from near the airport, and it took us up to where our riverboat squadron was at. But
when you landed in June of 1968, were you still 20 or were you 21 by then?
No, I was 20, and I celebrated my 21st birthday. And this is a really crazy thing. Here we were in a war, but we were actually in Da Nang. Da Nang was very secure. We were going to go over celebrate my birthday with a bunch of guys.
What month is that?
October. It was October of 67. We were going to celebrate my 21st birthday, but they had the enlisted men's club closed, secured, because strangely, we were having racial riots. That's, you know, it's really crazy.
So just to get the date, was it October 67 or October 68?
I'm sorry, 68. Okay. October 68.
So you're going to celebrate your 21st birthday in October of 68. You've just landed in June of 68, which is probably the worst time of the war. From right. January to June was, we were losing 500 people a week, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you're right.
And you're going to go do celebrate your birthday. And we got racial riots back home in the...
No, we were having them there in Da Nang.
You're having racial riots. You're having a second war in the middle of a war.
Exactly. That was crazy. You know, here we are fighting a war, but we're fighting a war against amongst ourselves. I don't know how big these riots were, but they secured the base. We couldn't go to the enlisted man's bar. It's crazy.
People forget that, don't they?
Right, yeah. I mean, I know how bad things were here in the United States. I mean, back, you know, that's when Martin Luther King got assassinated right before I came over to Vietnam. Bobby Kennedy, you know, of course, in the summer of 68 in June. And I was in California at that time. We trained at Coronado Island for riverboats. We trained with the Navy SEALs. And then we went up to Camp Pendleton and trained with the Marines for... you know, at the gun range, and for our, they called it SEER. I think it was something like survival, escape, resistance, and evasion. Right. You know, in case we did get caught, we had some trouble.
How to get out of it. Let's, people just don't have a clue what it was like, you know, 45 years ago in the nation. We were at war with ourselves, and now you're at war in Southeast Asia, and it's just all crazy before you even get started.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy time. There were so many things going on. I remember being in Southern California and that Sharon Tate murder, Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that happened right when I was there. Bobby Kennedy was killed. I mean, there were just so many things going on. The political convention, the Democratic convention, all the trouble that was going on there. I mean, the whole country was...
In Chicago. That was the Chicago riots. That was the summer of 68. And
right.
Here you are, not 21, can't even get a drink on your birthday coming up because it's crazy on base.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't even remember what we did to celebrate my birthday.